Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Now, part three of our exclusive interview with Sarah Metzler, Director of Organizational Communications with the Denver-based Cattlemen's Beef Board. We pick up our conversation concerning mandatory country of origin labeling.
So we might not be able to right now come in and be able to say this is U.S. beef and this isn't. And I know that's a touch point. But what we try to do is just make sure that beef is not being beat out by chicken and pork and, you know, right?
Yep.
Cheap. You know, like, cheap, exactly. And God forbid any of the other stuff that's coming out on the market these days.
Right.
Our job right now, the way it was built, this program, is just to make sure that people, when they're sitting down on a Friday night and they're going out for beers, they're going, where are we going to go eat, grab a bite? The first thing they think of is beef. That's ultimately what we're doing.
You know, you've enlightened me a lot on the process and what you folks do. And tell us a little bit, Sarah, about the good things you do in the programs. And right here at the NAFB convention, you have literature that shows your expenditures and where your money goes, where the beef checkup money goes. Tell us a little bit about the beneficial things.
Sure, I get that question a lot. On our website, drivingdemandforbeef.com, has all of the spending in terms of every single program and how much money they're getting for that particular program for the coming year. So if you're looking for that, number one, make sure that you go there. It is all on the website. Not just the audited financials. We're talking individual programs. So I want to make sure that your listeners hear that. The other thing is that we are doing things, number one, all over the world. You know, we have a lot of export. China, they're open up. We're blowing the doors off of both Korea and Japan as we have for U.S. beef. We can't even get it there fast enough. We're going to have record months. We've had over three.
It's a good thing.
Three different markets have had over $1 billion in beef exports in the last 3 months. So that's a lot of money that's being brought into.
See, we don't hear that a lot. We just hear about the negative. But that's why I wanted to talk
to
you, Sarah,
yeah,
and you're shooting me straight. And I really appreciate that. We talked for a long time prior to this interview, and I was impressed with your transparency and the fact that you're here to promote beef. And you can't really, there's some things that you can't control when it comes to policy, but yet you're basically doing the best you can. And to get into China, I was in China in 2018 before the tariffs, the day before the tariffs went into effect with the U.S. Beef Federation, actually in Hong Kong. And they were like, we're that close to busting, you know, and then the tariff deal tipped it over.
Great.
How close are we to get in, into China, into that market of $2.7
billion? We're doing great there.
And that's where the checkup dollar goes to do stuff like this.
That's where the checkup dollar goes.
Right. Well, thank you for summarizing it. And I absolutely appreciate your transparency and your honesty and shooting us straight. And thanks for being a guest on the Hot Barn Report.
Welcome.
I understand you listen once in a while, too, right?
I do.
Awesome.
I gotta see how this goes.
Absolutely.
Right. Listen to our three-part series in its entirety at Hot Barn Report on Facebook or the free URIC Network app. Take us out of here, Senator John Thune.
Well, that's probably an easy one. I like any cut of beef.